Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and this is day 29 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And today I was going to talk about Supergirl season one, because I've only seen season one, and that's a really fun show, and you should totally check it out. But I think I'll save that for another day. I'm actually going to talk about it's actually a YouTube series, and they don't have too many videos, but there's something fascinating about it that I really enjoy. It's called Down the Rabbit Hole, and they go through sometimes historical stories, sometimes older myths, but mostly modern myths or internet dramas, and they go down the rabbit hole. And it's really interesting because some of the things, like, you may have heard about a few pieces of it, and then other things, you'd never even heard of this before at all. And they're usually about no longer than a half hour, I think. And they're really well researched. And as a matter of fact, he's actually come out and put out one video where he corrected some mistakes or he learned certain things that he didn't know when he originally put out the video, which is nice to see that commitment to research and to truth. But some of the different rabbit holes that they've done is, oh, and I'm going to forget like everything off the top of my head because I'm terrible at memory. But he did the whole history of Neopets, you know, from creation to all the way to where they are now. And you'd think, okay, that's not that, or so it's just a story about this one gimmick. Yeah, the thing is, there's so much more to that story that is actually really fascinating. He's also done the story of Sonichu, which is this whole internet drama thing that I had never heard about. And it just made me feel really sad for the person that it is about. And the entire time I watched it, I just thought, this is a person that needs a caseworker. This is a person that needs help. And we need to really help this person out. Like, our society is failing this person. And it's true of so much in our society. We let our people down when we don't give them access to mental health care, facilities, medication, whatever it is that they may need. We are, and when I say we, I'm talking, you know, pretty much everywhere. Mental health is one of the worst addressed issues that we have as a society. And I truly believe that mental health is as important as medical health, and they are the same thing, because you cannot have one without the other. And we need to end the stigma against getting help for it, and we need to just make it part of our society. We need to make it so that you go to a counselor for well visits, and that's just something people do, because if we can get rid of this idea that, oh, it's only if there's something wrong with you that you get help, people will get help sooner before they develop fully formed diagnoses. And if they do have diagnoses, they'll catch them so much earlier before they do any harm to themselves and save them from the awfulness. So anyway, that's definitely something that I think should anyway, that's trying to get off my soapbox here. That's something that is a big thing for me. Other videos that he's done is the Collier Brothers, which is really like where everybody first started hearing about hoarding and it became a fascination. Vaporware, he did the Plague Doctors, he did a two-part episode about anime and otaku, and then there's this Empress Teresa thing, this whole online novel, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, oh, shoot. No, stop. I'm not trying to hit play. Sorry. Oh, no. Stop. Just stop. I was on YouTube looking up the names of the different things that he did, and it started playing an ad. So you got to hear that, and this is a terrible episode, so I apologize. But I really think that it is worth checking out this series. I am a huge history person, and I love learning all about different history. It's interesting to see somebody approach things like online drama, like, you know, Dark Side Phil, in a way that one might approach a history topic. So I highly recommend that you watch that. And you want to watch that with a nice bowl of popcorn. And my favorite way to make popcorn is using the Whirly Pop, which is that aluminum turn crank on the stove contraption that has been used for years and years. And you just put a little bit of olive oil in there and a little sunflower or canola oil in there, and you put your popcorn kernels, you pop, you put it into a paper bag after they've popped so that it absorbs some of the oil, and then you just put a little salt on it, and boom, you have got the perfect popcorn. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.